Chevra, what we have to do tonight is just return to the sugya of Sar HaYotzei Min HaSukkah, discuss the Rashi that we saw on Daf Daled, and try to put things as much as we can into context. So if you remember the Gemara on Daf Yud Tes Aleph, going over to Yud Tes Beis, the Gemara says that there's a halacha of psal hayotzei min hasukkah. There's a halacha that if you have psal, which means like psolas goren v'yekev, it's like sukkah material, and it goes out of the sukkah. So psal hayotzei min hasukkah is going to be nidon kesukkah. It has the din of a sukkah. And there were four explanations in the Gemara, but it's almost like arba shehim shtayim. Right, the four explanations are, the first two are sukkah extensions, meaning that I am expanding the size of the sukkah. Explanation number one is that you have a sukkah, and this is something that comes out from the back of the sukkah. That's explanation number one. It's something that protrudes from the back of the sukkah. So, for example, if this is my sukkah, right, this X is my sukkah, and I have some kosher schach, and I have kosher area. This is 7 by 7, and there's kosher schach. So, this is also going to be a sukkah. The chiddush of the Gemara in explanation one is that even though the mechitza is intended to go this way, but it still works going this way, right? That's what the Gemara says in explanation number one. Right? The Gemara basically says, I don't need three walls. We have three walls. Don't need the Heksher Sukkah. You have it. The Chiddush is that Mahu Detema Hola Gavoi Avidi LeBarai Lo Avidi. Amal lo, since the mechitza maybe is only for the inside, not for the outside, maybe it doesn't work. Kamash malon, that it still works. Now, the way the majority of Rishonim learn, and Rashi seems to be saying it like this. The chiddush of our Gemara, here, look in the Rashi in the third wide line, LeBarai Lo Avidi. Rashi writes, Dofen Emtzai Zeh Lo Lekach Na'aseh. Meaning, here, let's just erase, right? What I have is, this is the regular sukkah, and this is the sukkah extension. This is the psal, right? This is the sukkah extension. Zakrashi, since the dofen emtsai, since this middle wall right over there, since it is not made for the inner area, since it's not made, excuse me, for the outside, the dofen emtsai zeh lo lekach na'aseh. It's not made for the outside. V'gam shebitzdodin. Tichiloson l'shem suka naasu ella shehichnis dofen emtsai l'tochan acha shero'a shachisa daya b'kach. What does Rashi mean with the end of that Rashi? V'gam shebitzdodim tichiloson l'shem suka naasu. Ms. Gutman, how are you?
I'm not sure if I'm just putting my own thinking into what he's saying, because he's saying that the wall, not that the walls of the sukkah are like metaphorically, not halachic filipati and extending, but it's more like it worked over there. So the fact that there's this overhang with the pesel, like those walls were made for the sukkah, and it was okay for over there. So I don't really know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's, we'll say like this. This is wall B. The middle wall will name B, right? The regular walls of the big sukkah is A and C. And this is A prime and C prime, right? The sukkah extension is A prime and C prime, correct? We'll just label it like that. Zakt Rashi. The gam shebet stodim techilasam l'shem sukkah na'asu, ela shehichnes dofen emtsai latochan, acha shera'a shahaysa daya bekach. What Rashi is saying is that originally A prime and C prime were supposed to be part of the regular sukkah. The original plan was that the sukkah would end over here. The only thing is they realized later on, right, that they didn't need such a big sukkah. Meaning, originally, these walls, A prime and C prime, they were intended for the larger, bigger sukkah. Because originally the plan was to have one massive sukkah. But then they realized that they don't need such a large sukkah. So they take that wall, right, and they move it in. The wall B used to be, or was supposed to be, or was intended to be over here. But they move that wall in. So therefore, Zakt Rashi, I would have thought that none of the walls were made l'shem this sukkah, because all the walls, A prime, C prime, and B, all of the walls were intended for the bigger sukkah. The chiddush is that it still is going to be kosher. That's what Rashi is saying in the Gemara. Tanya?
So my brilliant chavrusa Rachel Klar had a question, and she was saying that if the schach doesn't move and we're just moving the walls around, is there no issue of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui about the schach?
That's interesting. Well, again, I put the schach up l'shem schach, right? This schach, again, I'm going to want to talk about the schach in a minute, but I put all of these schach things, I put it up to be schach. That's why it was there. So I don't think there's ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui because it was l'shem schach. It's not like I put it there to just to dry it off or something. It was put there as schach. But what Rashi is saying is that none of the walls are intended for the outer area. All of the walls were intended for the inner, more for the inner area. That's the way Rashi learns.
Sorry, Rabbi Schwartz, could you? None of the walls were intended for the outer area. Did you mean wall B, or you meant A and A prime and all that?
In other words, even B, right? B is intended for this large area. A prime and C prime are also intended for the larger area. So none of the walls, this area, the smaller area, the area that we'll have in blue, this area was never intended to be a sukkah. The chiddush is that it still works. But the way Rashi is formulating the chiddush of the Gemara, it's about the defanos. That even though the walls were not intended for the outer area, and by walls, Rashi means A, B, and C, nonetheless, it still is kosher. The Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach commented that maybe the pshat is that it's not about the walls, but maybe the pshat is that it's about the schach. Maybe the idea over here is as follows. Maybe the idea is that I put pieces of bamboo on top of my walls. I used to have this as a kid, know that you have a 12-foot schach and a 10-foot sukkah. So advanced mathematics tells me that they're going to be 2 feet of schach overhang. That schach overhang might one could argue that it is not na'asa l'shem tzel. I didn't put it this area to be shade. Right? My kavon l'shem tzel is on this area. But over here, I don't really want the shade. I don't intend to use that area at all. The chiddush is that even so, we view the schach like it's one unit, and therefore it's all going to be kosher. The schach is viewed like a single unit, and therefore I'm going to say that it is l'shem tzel. I'm going to say that the schach is all for the purposes of the shade. Hi. Right, that seems to be the idea that Rav Shlomo Zalman is developing, that the chiddush is more about the schach than it is about the walls. And he notes, if you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, three lines from the bottom, three lines before the lines get wide in the Rabbeinu Chananel writes, Kamash Malon, Kevin l'shem tzel ba'alma avidi kishera. Right, Rabbeinu Chananel was saying that the chiddush is that since it is made for shade in general, it is kosher. Meaning that the chiddush of our Gemara relates to the dinim of tzel. The chiddush of our Gemara relates to the shade aspect, the schach aspect, more than the wall aspect. So that's the ha'ara that Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying. He argues that to say that there's a chiddush about the walls, that maybe the walls are only meant to go this way, not that way, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, well, earlier in the Gemara, we had svaras to that effect, but we completely rejected them. Right? By the Achsadra Sheyesh L'Pitzimin, right? We said that the notion that a mechitza goes one way, not the other way, is just not correct. It's just not correct. That's what we, or the Gemara had a hav amina, but it's rejected. So therefore, Shlomo Zalman feels that really the chiddush of our Gemara relates to the schach more than the defanos. That's the first point we wanted to make. So now, let's just go back.
Incidentally, the Ron you assigned us said that also.
Yes. So the Ran, again, let's just look to that Ran on test, right? The Dafei Harif, the Ran writes, I mean, the Ran quotes the same idea as Rashi, no? Ihachi Maila Memra, Mal de Tema Hain de Fasi Gavaya Vidon, Liberai Lo Avidon, Koloma Shadofen Amsai Ze, Lo Naas Alakach. The gam shabit studim to chila l'shem sukkah pnimis naase al hashiknas dofin emsayu tochan shirosh ha'isa daya b'kach afilo hachi kevin da avidon letziloso lo tzarech. Ah, you're saying that the Ran adds those words kevin da avidon letziloso. Okay, I hear that. So that's interesting that the Ran sets up the Gemara the way Rashi does. That originally you planned on having a very large sukkah, but you realize you don't need it so big, so you move the wall right inside. It's like the one time I was ever in the Tells Beis Medrash in Wycliffe, Ohio. So the yeshiva of Tells used to be massive at one point. Like they have a massive campus, and the whole yeshiva at this point is like 30 guys or something. It's like tiny. So the main Beis Medrash in Tells, what they did is they took all of the Sfarim cases and they basically moved it so that it uses one third of the room. And it looks like the Beis Medrash is full. Because if you have people spread out all over the room, it's like COVID. And nothing looks full, right? So the idea is what Rashi is saying, right? And what the Ran is saying. But you're right, the Ran adds in the Kuda, the Ran adds that it's made l'shem tzel. Okay, so point one in the Gemara, the first explanation of psal hayotze is the schach that juts out from the back of the sukkah. Second explanation in the Gemara is the case that looks like this. No? You have one short wall and one very long wall. And the din of Psal HaYotze Min HaSukkah is that even the area beyond that short wall is going to be kosher. That's the Chiddush. Now, when we learned last time, I forgot one of you was bothered. Isn't this just the regular halacha of Shtayim Kehuchas and Ushlisha Safil Tefach? Right? Case number two seems to be, right? The Gemara says it's Sukkah extension. So what do you mean it's Sukkah extension? The halacha is that two walls and a tiny third wall is good enough. So that's what you have, two walls, a tiny third wall, right? What's the big deal? That seems to be the question. So if you look at Rashi, look at Rashi, Mahu the Tema, and the Rashi, Kamash Malan. Mahu the Tema, it's like the fifth wide line in Rashi's. Mahu the Tema, Zak Rashi. Since the second wall, right? In other words, the wall that we're going to call A, right? Does not extend as far as the wall of C. It is clear that it is a separate thing. And you do not have seven tfachim of a kosher sukkah. Meaning, the fact that this wall is so short would seem to indicate that this is not sukkah area. That everything from here on is not sukkah area. Kamash malan, the chiddush is de min hasukkahu. Behevi kishtayim keuchas, and the shlishes of yotafach de lo mamshach ad. Meaning, Zakt Rashi, the Chiddush of our Gemara is that this is a case of Shtayin Kol Chas or Shlish Safil Tefach. I would have thought that this is not a case of Shtayin Kol Chasan, because Shtayin Kol Chasan, it looks like it's one sukkah. But over here, right, Rashi uses the words Muchach Milsa. Muchach Milsa means it is clear. Over here, it is clear that the sukkah seems to end at this dotted line because it's so much longer here. And it seems like this is the sukkah. And this is just like a little extra thing. Kamash malan, that I view the entire thing like it's one unit. The Chiddush is, I view it all like it is a single unit. To say it in slightly different words, according to Rashi, the maskana of our Gemara is that this really is a case of Shtayin Kol Chas or Shlish Safil Tefach. I would have thought it isn't because it looks different. Meaning, and the Rush in Simin Lamed Hei says this, and the Rush said it earlier in Simin Gimel, the case of Shtayin Kol Chas or Shlish Safil Tefach is you have a tiny, minimal-sized wall. So when I say I have a tiny, minimal-sized wall, anyone who looks at it says, come on, that's not a wall, right? That's just some halachic hechatimtzah to create a sukkah. But if I have something that is substantial, right? So the fact is, on the other side, it extends more. But the average onlooker would look and he'd say, oh, yeah, you have three walls. It's a sukkah. Sure, this area is a sukkah. What about that? Yeah, that's because the contractor made a mistake with Amos and Tfachem, or like the contractor just put up too much material. That's what Rashi means by muchach milsa. Right? In a case where you have a tiny chechek as that extra wall, so then everybody knows that the whole thing is a sukkah of Shtayin Kol Chas or Shlish Safil Tefach. But in our case, it does not come across as a Shtayin Kol Chas or Shlish Safil Tefach.
Can I ask because a question?
It's not muchach milsa. I think that's the understanding of Rashi. Dr. Lang, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you, Rabbi Schwartz?
Thank God. We like being formal.
In your previous diagram, you had a break between the schach that was inside the area that's clearly the sukkah and outside. Was that purposeful, or would the schach extend in both areas?
In the previous case, in other words, in explanation?
No, and how you drew it. So if you look at the larger drawing here, does the schach go all the way across both of these areas, or is there some kind of break in it?
Right. Okay. So the schach, I think, goes across the whole thing, right? And the chiddush is that someone could sit over here and still get the mitzvah of sukkah.
Okay, thank you.
The schach has to extend all the way. Now, that's explanation one of the Gemara and explanation two of the Gemara. Explanations 3 and 4 of the Gemara understand psal hayotzei min hasukkah not in the sense of expanding or extending space, but rather in the sense of something which would ordinarily be pasul as a sukkah now becomes kosher because it is all part of the same sukkah. So case one was I have a sukkah. And some of the sukkah is, or the majority of the sukkah is, Tzilasam Ruben Mechamosa. And then you have a minority of the sukkah that is very thinly schacht, right? So the minority of the sukkah is Chamosam Ruba Mitzilasam. Kamash Malan, that it still is a good sukkah. And the way we spoke about last time, you could end up sitting in an area and getting a sunburn. Right? Because since it's all one sukkah, you get the definition of sukkah going on everything. Similarly, the second case in the Gemara is, again, I have a minimum-sized sukkah, let's say, of 7 tefachim, and I have a board over here, right? This is like one board. It's less than, right? This area is all fine, glorious. This area is a board. This board, right, is going to be less than 3 tefachim. It's going to be kosher even to sleep underneath that board. Right? And that's the continuation of the Gemara. Even though I'm not allowed to sleep underneath Avir, again, this is the Gemara as understood by Rashi, but still it is going to be kosher. That is, right, and it's kosher. I could sleep in this area. That's explanation four. So explanations numbers 1 and 2 are extending the space of the sukkah. Explanations 3 and 4 are extending the hechsher of the sukkah.
Rabbi Schwartz, I'm not remembering. Where did we see, because I'm looking in the Gemara, it's not there. Where did we see that last one had to be a sukkah katana?
Had to be what?
Maybe I made this up. I thought that the last case had to be a sukkah katana. Where did we see that? That's not at the Gemara?
Reb Oshia Omer, L'nitzvah L'saf Pasol Paskos Mishlosha B'sukkah Katana. No?
Oh, so it is in the Gemara, that last scenario is only in a sukkah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yes, 8.
Sorry.
Lines on the bottom. And the Gemara says it's by a sukkah Katana, that I have Pasol Sfach less than 3, Kamashon, it still is going to be kosher. That is the Gemara. Now, what we have again is that there are two explanations that we are talking about extending the space of the sukkah. Two explanations we're talking about extending the hechsher of the sukkah. And then we went back to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we saw that Rashi is combining two explanations. In the case of this, right? If you remember, let's say the whole sukkah is above 20, and what I do is I build a stage. So the area on top of the stage is going to be less than 20, right? This area is going to be more than 20. Rashi says, psala yotzei min hasukkah means that I could sit over here and I get the mitzvah sukkah. Even though, right, when I'm sitting here, I am looking up at schach, and it's way over 20 amos. And l'cha'ora, if it's based on the explanation of Rabbah, l'man yed udarosechem, that when you sit in the sukkah, you have to know that you're in a sukkah. And if the slap is too high, you don't know. So according to Rabbah, you for sure can't be Yotze. But according to Rava, you can be Yotze. Because Rava says that the reason why sukkah over 20 amos is no good is because Rava says the reason why sukkah over 20 amos is no good is because it's like diras keva. In this case, once I am saying that this area is diras arai, and it's an extension of the same sukkah, so therefore the whole thing is like diras arai. I'm defining the entire sukkah as diras arai, and that's why the extension of the sukkah works within Rava, and it's all beautiful because the author of this Gemara is Rava.
Rabbi Schwartz?
Yes.
So I remember you gave this lesson around Hanukkah time when we were still in the Beis Medrash, and you had explained
it's like
that
ancient history. Yeah,
and we did something with Halemi Hamalka. I don't remember all the things, but if somehow, even for Rabba, that you'll look up that it kind of rectifies it. So I'm wondering if the stage thing can somehow even work for Rabba, because you're going to look and then
Rabba. It's possible. It's certainly, though, easier to read the Gemara that this is all Rava. And since Rava's name gets mentioned on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, it's just reasonable that's according to Rava. Now, just interesting, if you look at Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, you notice that there are pictures in the Gemara. You see those? Look at the Svarim blog. Svarim.blogspot.org or something. Right? You could look at this right now, right? At the Svarim blog. The Svarim blog comments that, right? I think it's the most recent article in the Svarim blog. So these pictures which appear, which is the basis of what we're talking about, that the Itzdaba case, right, is the first picture, the top picture in the Gemara Daf Daled. In none of the manuscripts is this picture in the Gemara. In all the manuscripts that have pictures, the picture is in Rashi, not in the Gemara. So, again, it's interesting. You can read it on your own time. It's interesting. That's all we have to say. But the Chiddush of Rashi is that Rashi is combining explanations 1 and 2 with explanations 3 and 4. In other words, according to explanation 1 and 2, we're extending the sukkah in space. According to explanation 3 and 4, we're saying something which would ordinarily be pasul now becomes kosher. Rashi is saying both. I extend the space of the sukkah, and therefore, this area, which is over 20 amos and would ordinarily be pasul, is now kosher. That is the way... That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that we are extending, we're using both explanations 1 and 2 and explanations 3 and 4. In the Rush, he is bothered. The Rush in Simon Gimel has a lengthy discussion with Rash on Rashi. He says, how could it possibly be kosher if this area is over 20 amos? The person who's here is, the staff is over 20 amos. That would be the same as having pasul schach. If I have, let's say, metal beams that extend from a sukkah, no one is going to say it's kosher. So how can Rashi say that it is kosher over here? So the Rush basically says, well, a sukkah over 20 amos is not really a sukkah psula. It is not the same as having metal beams. It is just a psul, maybe in the yeshivas hasukkah, something along those lines. The schach is not schach puzzle if it's over 20 amos, ad kan. Okay. Now, in order to explain Rashi the way we did, you have to say that there are four explanations in the Gemara, and they all agree with each other. If you assume that there's a machlokes, you have to paskin. Rashi is l'cha'ora saying that the four explanations of the in the Gemara are in agreement. And therefore, I could paskin like both of them. And that is what the Rush has by us. You look in the Rush and Simin Lamed Hey. So we noted last time that the Rush just comments, Umemra Dechohani Amaroi Hilchasaninu. The Rush says that they all agree. But we noted last time, I believe, that the Rif omits this Gemara of Psala Yotze Min HaSagah. So if you turn to Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Shedapei HaRif, we're actually okay. Yeah. I have two other comments to make on the Ran, but first we'll do the Rif never says anything about Psala Yotze Min HaSukkah. The Baha Ma'or on the side of the page already addresses this. The Baha Ma'or writes, the Ma'or HaKatan, right? The Baha Ma'or is Reb Zrachya Halevi. He lived in Lunel, which is in the French Riviera in Provence. And because he lives in the town of Lunel, which is like Moon, he quotes his Sefer, the Ma'ar. In Seder Moed, which he felt is easier, he calls it the Ma'ar HaKatan. But in Seder Noshem and Nezikin, which he considered more difficult, he calls it the Ma'ar HaGadol. Because you need more light to illuminate Noshim and Nezikin. It's more complicated. Zakt the Bahamar, Vahadatanya, you see it on the side of the page. Vahadatanya, Psala Yotzim, Nasuka, Nidon Kusuka, Lo his Kira Harifzau, Vahafal Pikain Halochahi. Right? The Bahamar says, and we don't know exactly why the Rif left it out, but the Rif leaves it out, but it still is the halacha. And the Gemara has four explanations, and we paskin like all of them. Zelo pligi yahadoti. The last one is chuye chad minayhu. I think what the Rif is saying is two separate, what the Bahamar, excuse me, is saying is two separate points. Point one is he's asserting that they do not disagree. Point two, less one l'dchuye chad minayu, meaning you cannot reject any of them in the sense of even if they disagree, mehecha tesi, you should pass in like one more than two, or three more than one, or four more than two. There are two separate points, I think, that the Bahamar is making. But it doesn't matter much because all of the known Rishonim assume that the Perushim are all in agreement. Either in agreement because, as a matter of conviction, they feel that they're all correct, or because Leslun Letchuye Chad Minayu, that we can't reject any of the Perushim. Okay. Let's just make.
So, what do you make of the Rif's omission?
So, what do I make of the Rif's omission? The answer is I have no idea. I don't know why the Rif left it out. I mamish don't know. I don't even know anyone who explains why. It's Shreer. What can I tell you? I wish I had an explanation. Now,
Rabbi Schwartz.
Yes.
I didn't follow why did they all have to agree with each other if we're saying according to Rashi because of what he said on Daf Dalet. I didn't follow.
Because that. There are on Daf Dalet, I'm really saying two chidushim. No, you have a case that this area is less than 20 amos. This area is more than 20 amos. Rashi says that you fulfill the mitzvah sukkah when you sit over here. That means two things. One, I am expanding the space of the sukkah. The real sukkah is here, but I'm expanding the space of it. Point two is I am expanding the hechsher of the sukkah. This area, which is more than 20 amos and should be possible as a sukkah, becomes kosher. Just like in explanations 3 and 4 in the Gemara, the area which is chamasam ruba mitzilosa and should be possible is kosher, right? Those two things are coming together, extending space and extending hechsher. That's what I think Rashi means, and therefore it only makes sense if you can agree with both points. That was, I think we said all of this last year, like in 3 minutes, but now we decided to spend 40 minutes on it. Just what the heck. Good?
Rabbi okay. Schwartz?
Yes.
I mean, I'll wait till the end. I'm stuck on the riff thing, and I'm wondering, with all of the four opinions, we had like a mahu detema. It's like, the Bryce is obvious. Why did it have to say this? Oh, you'd have this mahu detema. That's why the Bryce had to teach it. You had this one, that one. So if everything is so obvious, maybe the riff is like, maybe that's why. I don't know.
You're saying that the maskana of the Gemara in each case, we say, well, I would have thought, the riff says, no, you wouldn't have, and therefore it is essentially obvious.
Maybe. I don't know.
Again, on some level, I think that would make things more difficult, because then you'd have the riff against, instead of having the riff ignoring a Gemara, you have a riff arguing on the Gemara. Right? The Gemara is telling you why. Right? The Gemara is telling you why I would have thought that. And the riff is saying, no, come on, you wouldn't think that. Right? I'd rather ignore Gemara.
Okay, fair enough. I made it worse. Fair enough.
We tried. Okay. Let's just do three other small things over here. Case 2 in the Gemara. Right, you have a sukkah, and the sukkah is, let's say, 6 amos on the right side. Then you have, let's say, 4 amos on the left side. Then let's say you have a break of an amma, and then you have another wall of 2 amos. Right? So this means that you have a total of 7. Is it going to be kosher, right, in this area, the area beyond 6? Can I say, right, this is kind of cool. This is 6 amos, this is 4. So it's kosher all the way until 6, based on the rule of Sala Yotze Min HaSukkah, right? But this fellow, right, he or she decided to have another 2 built in. Well, this wall of 2, if it combines with this 4, now I had 7. So then do I say that it's kosher, this, the entire area all the way until 7? Effectively, this is a wild way of saying, can you say Psala Yotze Min HaSukkah twice in the same case? Now I have 6. I'm going to say, oh, it's kosher until the 6th line based on Psala Yotze Min HaSukkah, even though on this side it's only 4. But now it's kosher until the 6th line, right? Right?
Doesn't it need to be 7? At least one wall?
Why?
7 by 7 by 7.
Oh, no, it's 7 by 7 tefachim. Let's say this is 6 amos.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Right? Okay. Yes. Right? It has to be 7 tefachim, right? But you're way over 7 tefachim. But the question is, like, can I say a double psal hayotze? That's already an interesting question. Let's just, I think the picture wasn't so good. Let's, right? This is 4. This whole thing is 6. And then I have something over here, another 2. Right? Do I allow that other area to become kosher based on psal? That is a question. Can I say a double psal? Okay, fine. That is one issue. Next issue to bring up is in case 3 of the Gemara. Case 3, if you remember, is that I have the majority of the sukkah being tzilasa meruba mechamasa, right? And then you have the very thin schach over here. So the halacha is that the whole sukkah is kosher. The Ran discusses yes. Right. The Ran discusses that perhaps we only allow us to be machshir the entire space if this space of thinly spaced schach, this space of chamosa meruba mitzilasa, is less than the 7 by 7 tefachim. But let's say you have sukkah dimensions of 7 by 7 in the chamosa meruba mitzilasa area. So in that case, the Ran writes, right? I can read it to you. Miu efshar dafka besukah she'ina ela shiva al shiva. Ava besukah harbe. Diyesh ba zayin tfakam al yoseh she'chamras and ruba mitzilaso. Sarich iyo menach she'oso mipnei tziruv she'ar hasukah. The Ran is uncertain whether it can be kosher. Here, if you want to see the Ran, inside 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 10 lines from the bottom on Tesamad Aleph, the Dafei Harif. The Ran is uncertain if you can be machshir something that is its own sukkah. Meaning, how do you understand psal hayotzei min hasukkah? Do I say that psal hayotzei min hasukkah means that the sukkah can only be one thing? So I look at the whole sukkah. Is it chamasa meruba mitzilasa or tzilasa meruba chamasa? I look at the whole thing in total. That's one way of saying it. But I could also say that same, those same expressions and lead to a different conclusion. I could say, 1 second, if I have a 7 by 7 area that is chamasa meruba mitzilasa, that means this is pasul sukkah. Pasul sukkah can't be huchshar because you have area that is silasim ruvmechamosa, even though it's all in the same walls. But if this area is 7 by 7, there is no way of, if I mean this area is 7 by 7, there's no way of making a kosher. Right? Psal hayotzei min hasukkah means something that is part of a larger sukkah. But if it is a sukkah on its own, it can't be part of a larger sukkah to make it kosher. That seems to be the explanation of the Ran. But again, the Ran is uncertain. The Ran is saying maybe it works. Maybe psal yotzei min hasukkah means that the whole thing is one sukkah. Ad kan. You know, the whole thing is one sukkah. And even this area is going to be kosher. That's the next point of the Ran. Last point. The Gemara says that there is a difference between schach pasul and avir. No? What's the difference? So the way Rashi learns the Gemara, if I have avir, if this area is airspace, I'm not allowed to sleep underneath the airspace. But if this area would be schach pasul, if this area would be pasul, then I can sleep underneath it. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The Gaonim, quoted by everyone, the Ran and the Rosh and everybody quotes the Gaonim. The Ran calls it Ikaman da Amar. The Ran quotes, yeah, let's read it. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines in the bottom. The Ikamanda Amar, you see it? It's like 6 words before the end of the line, 7 lines in the bottom. The Ikamanda Amar, the Hachi Perushel. There are those who explain as follows. Avir, Kevan Shu Kelavud, Ukisatum, Mischach Kosher, Shebit Studin, Yishenim Tachtav. Aval tzach pasul ein yishenim tachtav. Right, so this perush is exactly the opposite. This perush says that if it is avir, you're allowed to sleep underneath it, but if it's tzach pasul, you can't sleep underneath it. Ms. Gutman, you seem perturbed, bothered, quizzical. Something.
Oh, because I don't see this case in the Gemara.
So the bottom line, the bottom of your testament off, the bottom of the Gemara making the... What?
It's just because I didn't prepare a solution.
Well, we're going to have to forgive you. It's going to be hard, but you know, there's enough time before Yom Kippur that maybe, you know, we can build up that forgiveness muscle. Basically, the Gemara says that there's a difference lahalocha between avir and tzach pasul. In one of the cases, you could sleep underneath it. In the other case, you can't. The Gemara does not say explicitly which case is which. Rashi learns that you are not allowed to sleep underneath the avir. You are allowed to sleep under the tzach pasul. And the rationale for this is that avir is more chomer than schach pasul. Schach pasul, the shear is larger. The shear is 4 tvachim. Avir, the shear is smaller. It's a shear of 3 tvachim. Since avir is more, chomer than schach pasul, so according to Rashi, you're not allowed to sleep under avir, but you are allowed to sleep under tzach pasul. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The Gaonim give me 3 minutes, Yosef. I'm almost done with this year, okay? The Gaonim say, I meant 8 minutes if you're looking at the clock, but the Gaonim said that it's exactly the opposite, that if there's airspace, you are allowed to sleep. But if it's tzach pasul, you can't sleep. And l'cha'ira, that's very difficult. The Ran himself asks on the Gaonim, he says, that can't be, because avir is always more chomer than tzach pasul. So what's the rationale? What's the lumdus behind the Gaonim? How come the Gaonim say that you are allowed to sleep under avir, but you cannot sleep under a tzach pasul?
Maybe I misunderstood it, but they kind of separated the two inyanim of shi'ur and sleeping underneath.
Well, the Gemara made a separation, right? The Gemara says that you can be mitztaref to a shi'ur, even though you cannot sleep underneath, just like the titanarok, right? Just like I have this type of mud that can be mitztarif to the shear of a sukkah, but you can't be tovel in the titanarok. But if you read the Ran, what the Ran is saying is like this. I'm worried that this is getting a little disjointed, like too many small points, but the Ran is basically saying is, if I have avir, less than 3, right? Let's assume this is airspace in the middle. So the reason why it's... The reason why one could argue it's okay is that since this is less than 3, I will apply the rule of Lovod. Right? Avir pachos mishlosha means it's less than 3 tvachim. Therefore, you can use the word, use lavud. What does lavud mean? So the Gaonim say that lavud means that, not that you just connect, but lavud means that you fill in. And you fill in with skach kosher. Right? Lavud isn't just that I take side A and I have side A touch side B, but it's that the material of side A, the kosher skach of side A, and the kosher skach of side B, they spill over and they fill in that airspace. So memela, the halacha views it based on lavud like it is all schach kosher. Avir can become kosher based on lavud. But schach puzzle can't become kosher. Schach puzzle, this is a metal bar, right? It can't possibly become kosher. That's the idea. So what we're basically getting at is as follows. There is this machlokas about whether you are allowed to sleep underneath the avir is a machlokas about how lavud works. Does lavud work by combining the two sides, or does lavud work not by combining the two sides? Does lavud work by filling in the empty space? And if I fill in the empty space, so then it is going to be kosher. If you fill it in with kosher, if you fill it in and you are assuming that the filler is kosher stach, so it's going to be kosher. If you remember way back when, on the Yudzayin Amud Aleph, so I got everyone very excited about learning Gatosis and the Reb Kiva Eger. People remember this? The ancient history? So if you turn back to the Tosis on Yudzayin Amud Aleph, Tosis talks about a case where you have less than two tefachim of, right? If you have two tefachim of schach puzzle on this side and two tefachim of schach puzzle on this side, and you have in the middle avir less than three, so Tosis has a suffix, does it combine? It's less than three, so we should say lavud. And the question, the way Tosa seems to formulate it, is the question is whether I say lavud lahachmir. Do I say lavud to combine this two with this two to now make it like it's four tefachim of schach pasim? That was the suffix in Tosas. Reb Kiva Eger asks, he says, Mamanavshach. The reason why avir is a problem is that you're separating between the two. If avir is not a problem, you combine the two, so it should for sure be puzzle. Right? That's what Reb Kiva Eger said. This Stipler came up with an idea that maybe the suffix in Tosis is entirely different. Maybe the suffix in Tosis has nothing to do with whether I say lavud lahachmir, I don't say lavud lahachmir. Maybe the issue is, what do I fill in this empty space? Do I view it like I'm filling it in with the same material that's on the side, and therefore it is all schach puzzle? Or maybe I say I'll fill it in with schach kosher. That is exactly the issue that the Gaonim are bringing up over here. The Gaonim is saying that it's satum mischach kosher. Like it's as if it's filled in on. It's as if it's filled in with kosher schach, which is the way Reb Kiva Eger understood that suffix on Daf Yud Zayin. Okay, so these are some of the points we want to. Did you guys prepare the next Gemara? And I think I went too slow tonight.
No, this was great because we really went through the run, and I had a lot of questions on it.
Okay, thank you. I did plan on doing that next Gemara. I didn't plan on schlepping for so long. on this. Okay, any questions or comments or observations?
So in the case of what we were just discussing is where can one sleep in the sukkah? And we determined that, you know, schach can kind of extend, even if you have an area that has less schach, you can still sleep there. Going back to Yodalad Ahmed Aleph, we said that you can't sleep under a board. So where does that fit in all of this?
Well, again, I can't sleep under a board. There is a machlokas in the Tanoim about whether there is a gezeras tikra. Mm-hmm. Again, that's a board that's made out of kosher schach material. The question is, does it look like you're under a ceiling? And so you're asking, how does that connect with our Gemara? Our Gemara says, I am allowed to sleep under the board, but the board in our Gemara is not for tefachim. The board is only three tefachim, right?
Okay. So and here it's a matter of
shit. And the Gemara on Yudalad did invoke this type of case, that if you hold that a board between three tefachim and four tefachim is going to be a problem, so then our Gemara over here is difficult. That's correct. That issue came up. There is a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. What is the machlokas, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, in the Mishnah? But yes, the way you're allowed to sleep under the board if the board is not for tefachim. If it is for tefachim, it's a din derabbanan of gezeras tikra. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Chevra. So we should have an excellent Shabbos. And hopefully by next week, I'll learn how to share screen without showing all of my emails. And okay, one second. Someone sent a chat.
I put the link to the blog post you mentioned. Yeah.
Yeah, you should read that Sfarim blog piece. It's very good. Okay, Chevra, have a good Shabbos. Take care.
Shabbos.
Thanks, Rabbi Schwartz. Good Shabbos. You.